predatory pricing. Our loyalty is to our brick and mortar retail partners. Feel free to check for yourself.
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Garrett. How can I help you?
Hey, Garrett, David. How are you?
Fantastic, David. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I'm looking for a pear-shaped diamond between 1.5 to 2 carats, for anywhere from like $6,900 to $10,400 in cost.
Ooh,
do you have
job.
Anything?
Okay. Yeah. Let's see.
And I'm looking at, she told me that she's looking for like F to H color or better, SI1 or better. A light, you know, slight fluorescence would be okay, and I need a nice ratio.
Okay. I mean, shoot, I have a carat 50, a couple carat 50s. You said carat 50, carat 70 is what you're after?
Yeah, 150 to 2.
Oh, 150 to 2. Okay. I think if we're getting closer to that higher carat weight, I can provide a like I clean SI2, but here, let me give you an idea. Carat 50, F, VS2.
Wait, hold on, sorry, wait. One, carat 50, yeah.
Yeah, F is in Frank, VS2.
Uh-huh.
85.50 is your net cost. So it's like right in the middle, but it's also VS2 and it's an F color.
All right, so you know, let me write this one down again. So, okay, so it's 150, F, VS2. How about the polish and symmetry?
Excellent. Very good. Faint fluorescence. It's a really pretty diamond. I like the ratio on it, too. Like you said, you want a pleasant.
What's the ratio?
It's 1.4. It's actually 1.47 to 1. So it's not a needle. It's a pleasant pear shape. It's not a squatty fat. It's not like a round with a point. And it's not a needle. It's ideal.
And okay, what was the cost?
$85.50. 35 back. It's a decent discount.
Okay. Okay, anything else?
Yep. If we go bigger, like, for example, in budget, like if you said 10.4, I think, was your max.
Yeah.
That's 2-carat ISI2. That's what we'd have to drop down to get into a 2-carat. When are they coming in? That specific diamond's out showing, but when are you quoting?
They're coming Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay.
They're coming Saturday.
Let me snag that F before I lose it. If we go bigger, let me take a look at the SI on this. I do have a carat 65 that might be interesting to you. If it's actually bigger. Nope, you will not like it. It has a black bouquet right in the table.
Okay.
Let me see about this one. And that one's even worse. Some of these SI2s, Dave, my goodness. That's why I'm your eyes. I want to make sure.
I appreciate that.
I have a ton of 150s, but if they're, like, I have a 150 HVS2 that's 7 grand, that's less. I could provide those, but if you're looking for, like, a larger caraway, have they seen anything in that carat 70 to 2-carat yet?
No, I mean, this is for minis, for another customer, you know, it's for one of my salespeople. So,
okay.
No, I'd be willing to, I think the FDS2, if you're saying it's a beautiful stone, I think that's the one we should go with.
And if you've got till Saturday, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got options coming back. I don't like to quote them unless I have them in my hands. And
sure, no, I don't like that either.
Yeah, so if I can, if 10,400 is the max, let me see what I can find in a higher carat weight that would look good next to the FDS2, especially if you can drop down a GSI1. Or if I can get, like, a really killer clean SI2, which these ones are not, like something with white crystals. I can do that. And I'll,
okay.
Do you want me to give you a buzz back?
If you want to. But send me the 150 because that sounds nice.
Okay.
Sounds really nice, actually.
Okay. And I want to make a sentence.
What do you think the proportions should be for a good pair?
So in the fancies, like the pairs and the ovals, we like to buy 1.4 to 1. Maybe in a pear shape, 1.5 would be okay. in an oval that stretches it out too much, and then you start getting kind of...
Yeah, no, because I have in my notes, I have anywhere from 1.38 to 1.49.
Yeah, yeah, that's ideal. But then again, you get a lady that comes in with really long, skinny fingers, and she goes, I like something skinnier. Or you got the other lady that looks... It's unfortunately... Like, we can tell them until we're blue in the face that this is ideal, but it's only because it's ideal because it's what we like.
Right.
Fancy shapes are difficult.
So the higher the number, like 1.55, for example, it's longer, correct?
Yeah, it's longer and skinnier. And the extremes of either is where you start getting that. I guess the way to put it is the 1.35 to 1.49 or whatever minimalizes the bow tie effect, depending on the depth of the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. You know, if you start getting in those wacky extremes, you're going to get crazy faceting.
Right. You know, that's what I had in my notes, and someone was saying, oh, no, you're wrong. It should be higher than that. I'm like,
Well,
I guess there's some really good reliable sources years ago.
Yeah, well, but so. it all depends on what that person thinks or sees. Like, I'm looking through... And I've got this one right here. It's an ISI-2 that's 1.71. It's super skinny, right? And it's very pleasant, but that's only if you like super skinny diamonds. Yeah, I am all between.
Right.
Like on the high end, like this is nice, and it's 1.59 to 1. Yeah, it's nice, but again, that's me telling you I like it, not relying on the number.
Right, right.
You know?
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, well, send that one for now, and let me know if you have anything else that would be available for Saturday.
All right. You got it, David. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Garrett.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.